Chapter 7. Beatrice's Story, 1940. The very first thing I did when I arrived at the Villa delle Colombe with Francesca was to have a bath, gladly acquiescing to her gentle suggestion that it might be a good idea. I didn't linger in it for too long. There was far too much to explore, and I didn't want my charming new hosts to think I was an idle laggard. But I jolly well made the most of the heavenly soap and warm water, and scrubbed every last vestige of the prison and the hot Florence streets from my body and my hair. Then I changed into the cleanest dress I managed to find among the crumpled, grubby things in my suitcase, and smoothing out the creases as best I could, descended to the parterre. I remember everything about that first evening as vividly as if it were yesterday. The way the light danced on cut crystal glasses, the little dishes of gold-green olives and salted almonds. It still makes my mouth water now, just thinking about them. The wine, poured from a bottle with no label, seemed to cool my blood and relax my limbs, which had been tight with fear for so many long days and nights. The surroundings were as beautiful as anything I'd seen at the Pitti Palace or the Boboli Gardens, and I think I must have gawped in wonder at the orderly beauty of the terrace, the views across the valley, the horses grazing quietly in the paddocks below the villa. But above all, it was the company of Francesca and her husband, Eduardo, that made me feel I'd tumbled headfirst into paradise. The easy courtesy of their manners and the way they seemed to accept my presence at their table as a natural, everyday occurrence quickly made me feel comfortable. Eduardo didn't ask me any personal questions that evening. I suppose Francesca must have briefed him on her acquisition of this lost waif while I was having my bath. But he seemed as calm and wise as she was kind. He was some years older than her, his hair liberally salted with grey, but his dark eyes shone with a youthful energy, especially when they settled upon her as she refilled our wine glasses and urged me to eat.